Welcome to the teaching and preaching ministry of Pastor Carl Turner of Faith Soldiers Word Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. The vision of this ministry is that through inspired teaching anointed of the Holy Ghost, the whole man and the whole family is built up and perfected. Get ready for an empowering word that once applied will manifest the results of God's word in your life. Now, let's join Pastor Turner for today's message already in progress.
Now, the Bible declares that it's through faith that we receive the promises of God. The Bible said we stand by faith. The scripture said the just shall live by faith. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, the Bible says faith is what pleased God. So the way that we please God is by operating in faith. Now, I want to show you some things here today as it pertains to fighting the good fight of faith. Now, ladies and gentlemen, last Sunday, I began to really lay some foundation for what I'm going to talk about today. But I do want to emphasize all over again that you constantly keep yourself reminded that the way and lifestyle that God intends for you and I to live is faith. And that we must at all times stir ourselves up all over again and remind ourselves that this is the walk that will produce the proof of who God is in my life and will bring to pass what God promised and what God said belongs to me. Can we see that today? All right, so let's look first of all again here at 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Some of y'all probably was already there. Verse 3 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." And shall be turned unto fables. Now, let me emphasize something here. The truth of God's word will produce faith in you to operate in it. The truth of God's word will produce faith in you to operate in it. I said one more time. The truth of God's word will produce faith in you to operate in it. Now, most of the attack that you and I will experience from Satan is for the purpose of him upsetting the truth of God's word that we've learned and developed in. Because if he can upset and offset that truth, he can upset and offset our faith. So he'll come telling lies. He'll come with doubt and unbelief. He'll even come and try to put fear on you. But it's an attack against your faith. Because your faith is what pleases God, and your faith is what will put demand on the promise of God. Now, of course, I know that we're hearing a lot of ministry about the grace of God, and I don't downplay any of that, because it is the grace of God that provides for us all things. However, we have a part to do, and our part to do consists of living by faith. The Bible talks about fables here. Listen. Please understand today, ladies and gentlemen, that if Satan can sneak in and tell you a lie, if he can sneak in and tell you that it's not going to happen because it's been 6 weeks now and nothing has changed, then he can convince you that what you say you believe, now there may be some doubt about that. But it's an attack against your faith. You see, when our faith is strong, like God intends for it to be, he can sneak in and try to lie. But the lie will not outlast the faith of God. Amen. That's more preeminent in us than anything else. So now, let's read a little further here. Verse 4. Verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Somebody say, I have kept the faith. Now, let me say something to you, and I was talking to my wife about this morning, coming over here. And what that is that I was telling her and sharing with her that we are seeing Christians cave in and quit and not see the fulfillment of God's promise come to pass in their lives. We're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of Christians that's living beneath the promises of God. We're seeing a lot of Christians not reap the benefits of what God promised in His Word. There's a reason for that. We're seeing a lot of lack. We're seeing a lot of insufficiency, lack of joy, lack of peace, lack of love, lack of finances. We're seeing insufficiency in the body of Christ, and we're seeing God's people struggle. There's a lot of struggle in the body of Christ nowadays. Shouldn't be like that. But there's a reason for it. And God gave me the number one reason for that a few days ago. Because I questioned Him concerning. I said, why is there a struggle? Why is it that people seem to believe stronger in their jobs and their own abilities and what they can do than in you? He said to me, Nandolo Sokobokute. He said to me, he said, son, he says, a job pay every Friday. I don't. He said, and the people in the body of Christ need a quick fix. He says, and I don't fix things as quickly as they want me to all the time. He says, most of the times, he says, this is what I'm competing with. He says, but what they don't understand is the relief that they get is only temporarily. And things that are fixed quickly are subject to change. He said, now let me tell you why there's insufficiency, lack, and struggle in my body at this time. He said, it's inconsistency. It's inconsistency. It's inconsistency. He said to me, he says, Carl, faith has to be cultivated and developed. And it takes time to cultivate and develop faith. It takes time in my word. It takes time in my presence. It takes time learning me and learning of me and developing in my word so that faith can be established on a solid foundation that will not ever be moved by anything that confronts your life. You cannot become a doctor after finishing middle school. Middle school graduates don't become doctors. Talk in here, Carl Turner. Wake these people up. Now, if you're going to be a doctor, you've got to go through middle school, high school, you've got to go through college, and then you got to go through 2, 3, 4 more years. Because they understand that what you're going to be doing, you need to qualify for. There's a such thing as qualifying your faith. Yes. Let me go over here. I don't know y'all. Huh? And once you qualify your faith, then you'll be able to face every giant that Satan will bring your way. You'll be able to pass every test that come up in your life because you cultivated and developed your faith, and now you qualify to say to the mountain, be removed, and it has to obey you. And I began to say to my wife this morning, I said, you know, the Lord showed me, he said, consistency, Carl, is not only important where spiritual things are concerned, but where natural things are concerned. And he used exercise. He says, you have people that start and stop, start and stop, start and stop, and they never see any really change or difference that really amount to anything. Oh, glory to God. I'm so glad I'm here this morning to preach. He said they start and stop. They start and stop. They start and stop. And when you start and stop, you start over again. And every time you start over again, you now got to try to get back to where you were because you lost what you left because you had to start over again. He says the same way in walking by faith. You know, you read your Bible, you get zealous about it, and then you stop. Now we have to start all over again, and the things that we thought that we knew and had learned, they leave us, and now we've got to be refreshed and restored back to those truths. Inconsistency. Inconsistency. He says strong faith come as a result of that man, that woman, that person that will stand firm and stay fast in cultivating and developing faith through the Word of God. He says, and then that's when that faith becomes faith that the devils of hell know that they can't contend against. Are y'all listening to this today? See, there are some Christians that believe they can do anything. Lord have mercy, they must not be in that section there. And there are some Christians that know that they really have to depend on their arm of flesh and depend on what's going on in their lives in the natural to get things to come to pass in their lives. Everything that I've ever experienced in my walk with the Lord that didn't happen, it was simply because I caved in and quit. I didn't stay firm with it. I did not stay firm with it. I did not stay on it. You must stay on it because there'll come a time when you'll start to see the results. God made me a giver. I am a giver. I didn't do it. God did it. It wasn't even something that I wanted to do. It wasn't something that I wanted to become. But I kept on reading, giving scriptures. And just kept on reading, giving scriptures. And because God's word is life, filled with his life, those given scriptures begin to provoke me and inspire me. Those given scriptures begin to give birth to giving in me. And now I don't have to be told. I don't have to be provoked. I don't have to be enticed or no preacher have to try to manipulate me because it's what I am now. And that's because I spent time with the Word in cultivating and developing this giving spirit. It's not to show off or it's not to be impressive to anybody. It's a part of me. I'm a part of it. And I've spent time to be the partaker of it. And now it's a part of my nature. So I'm a giver whether anybody else in the room is or not. And it's because I spent time with scriptures that have cultivated and developed in me a giving spirit. Are you hearing this? Most people are not givers in the body of Christ. Now, I'm just telling you the truth. Most of them are not givers in the body of Christ because they've not actually gone and spent time with the Word to find out what the results of giving will produce. So they give sporadically. They give, you know, here sometimes, and, you know, they'll give there sometimes, or they'll start, and then they will stop. And, you know, the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said to me, he said, son, he said, when you receive the spirit of giving and you begin to do it, he said to me, he says, I never respond instantly once you receive it instantly. He says, because there's a proving that has to take place as it relates to where I'm bringing you concerning the giving spirit. He says, and after that proving time, he says, then there will be a time that you will see the results of it. Okay. I've been saved for 33 years. I've been given for 33 years. I was taught this as a young baby Christian. I've been giving and sowing right where you are, right where you are. When there was just dollars, we sold. When there was just coins, we sold. For 33 years, this is what we've been doing. Not to be a braggart, because I ain't trying to impress nobody in here. But now, because of 33 years of faithfulness to this, money is like a stream, like a faucet that's been turned on in my life that can't nothing or nobody turn on. Okay. And it's not me. This is what's working right here. It's the same way with faith. When you cultivate, when you cultivate and develop faith, and when you know that you've done exactly what the Word requires for you to have faith, then that faith of God will show up every time wherein all things are concerned. And now that's what you will totally depend on to move the mountain, to destroy the sickness, to get the devil off your children, to make your marriage prosperous, to cause money to come. See, you can't have my faith. I'm not going to let you have my faith. Because my faith is what God has given me. And you didn't give me this faith. So you're not going to make me nervous about what's going on in my life to the degree now to when I start leaning again to my own understanding. But I know my bills are being paid because of my faith and the goodness and grace of God. I know that my body is healed and whole today because of my faith, the goodness and grace of Almighty God. I know my mind is stable and I've not lost my mind considering all the crazy junk that have confronted my life because God, by faith, enabled me to stand and endure the storm. Glory to God. Paul said, I've fought a good fight. When you fight a good fight, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand something here today. You're in it to win. Yeah. Hallelujah. I say you're in it to win. That's why it's called the good fight of faith. Because we fight until we win. He says, I've kept the faith. What do you think he's saying there? There's going to be some stuff to come against you to try to run you off your faith. You've got to settle it today that I'm going to keep the faith. There's some stuff that's going to come to try to disturb your faith, but it has to be settled. I'm going to keep the faith. There's some stuff to come to try to make you doubt God and doubt His Word, but you've got to settle it. I'm going to keep the faith. Glory to God. Even when things look like they're at a loss, or when it looks like you're losing, you still got to settle it. I'm going to keep the faith. When it looks like in the natural you're failing, you got to settle it. I'm going to keep the faith. When the pain increases in your body, you've got to settle it. I'm going to keep the faith. Glory to God. Now, some of you don't understand why I revert back to talking about giving and sowing, because the church is poor. That's why. I ain't talking about because I need you to give me some money. No, the church is actually poor. The church is actually financially struggling. In a time you're living from paycheck to paycheck, that's a problem, man. You ain't got no money. How you gonna finance some vision? And your check taking everything that you need just for you and them chaps to live. But you know what's so sad? Most Christians have settled for that. Well, at least I have a paycheck. Notice what you said, at least. God never intended for you to live from paycheck to paycheck. Our God is a big God. Our God is a rich God. Our God is a prosperous God. Oh, you hold your hands up for them songs. You ought to hold your hand up and receive some of this. I'm all right with my job. I'm doing all right. See, listen, you're the person that God can't use. You're the person that God can't go any further with. You're the person that He can't expand. You're that person that He can't cause to see beyond their own abilities. No, God can do better than your job. God can do better than your paycheck. God can do better than that raise. God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think, according to that power of the Holy Ghost that's working on the inside of you. How you get well and stay in health. It's how you rise above every storm that comes to take you out. It's how you kill demons and devils that come to overcome you and mess you up in your emotions and in your mind. Be careful to not put full confidence in your own strength and ability. Bible said, don't cast away your confidence, which have great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. It says, but the just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. Now faith is. Now faith is. Now faith is. Faith is now. Now faith is. Faith is now. Now faith is. Faith is now. And see, ladies and gentlemen, some people say this, but I'm going to tell you something. Faith helped me with this here. I don't care what nobody say about me now. Especially when you're on the outside looking in and trying to figure out something. You better get your faith straight and not allow what people are saying about you to dictate to your decision making. Because if God be for you, there ain't a devil in hell that can be against you, glory to God. Can y'all hear this today? Glory to God. And I mean, there will be people that are very close to you that the enemy will try to use to destroy you. And you have to be wise to Satan's devices. Guard your heart. Guard your spirit. You see, I said this last night. People are not your problem. It's the way you think. You guard your thinking and you'll preserve yourself from people. Because as you think, that's who you are. That's the way you'll be. That's who you are. As a man thinketh, so is he. Not the way you think about me, but it's how I think about myself. And I think I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I think I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. I think that I'm the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. I think that the blessing is on me and it making me rich, and he added no sorrow with it. I think that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I don't fear no evil because God is with me. And if God be for me, who can? That's the way I think. I think on things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report. I think I have the most blessed marriage, the most blessed church, the most blessed son, the most blessed people that God have entrusted to a man. That's the way I think. Now, the way you think, you keep thinking like that, but your stinking thinking, it is not going to crawl up in my mind and occupy space that it don't own. See, faith will cause you to not give place to the devil. Faith will cause you to not give place. I say faith will cause you to not give place to the devil. That when the devil start talking, we start walking. Are you hearing this today? We'll either walk over him, walk through him, or walk away from him. Now you choose. I say you can walk through him, walk over him, or walk away from him. You make the decision. Some things you don't even need to entertain. And faith won't allow you to entertain certain things. To entertain a fool makes you a fool. I'm not going to entertain some fool that's sweating you, that's jealous of you, that don't like to see the success that God has put on you. You have to tell people like that, go talk with God about that. Jesus never took one moment of time to try to explain what God was doing in his life. They didn't believe that he was the Son of God. They didn't believe that he was the Messiah. They didn't believe that he was the Christ. They didn't believe that he was Emmanuel, God with us. They didn't believe any of that. He said it, and then he kept moving, because he was not going to stand there and try to convince unbelief to believe what had shown up in evidence in their lives. They shut one door, God will open another one. When I came back to Charlotte, man, they shut all kind of doors in my face. I mean, all kind of doors. No doors would open for me. God said, start a business. I said, what? Start a business? What business you want to start a business? He said, start a business. I'll bless it. That's because doors were shutting on me. And they were trying to bring up my life and, you know, all kind of old crazy stuff like that. But I wasn't going to allow that to deter me and discourage me, because I knew that the God that I serve was bigger than some man telling me he don't want me, can't hire me, or you know, some old past record of something. God will give you favor with men and will open the doors that no man can shut, man. If he can open the Red Sea, I know good and well, man, he can open a door for you to live in your sweet place in life. Don't you let what is happening to you in the natural cause you to give up and quit. Don't you allow your limitations in the natural to dictate to your destination in the future. God has something special with your name written on it. That's why Ugmo fighting you as hard as he's fighting you. Great and marvelous things await you. Glory to God forevermore. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into your heart the things that God has prepared for you, ladies and gentlemen.